A Canadian woman, Sandra Ring, says she was being counseled in Ontario in 2004 by Father Jason Martin, who also goes by the name Elijah Martin. Ring says she and Martin began having sex and she became pregnant. Martin broke off the relationship and moved to the U.S. and is now at a parish in West Milwaukee. A paternity test has confirmed that Martin is the father of Ring's child. Ring says she wants Martin to help raise the boy and pay adequate child support.
And clearly, thus far, he's chosen not to be involved in his life, period. And so I accept the fact now that I have to raise Aaron on my own, but I can't do it with $213 a month.
$213 is the amount of child support that Martin's religious order, the Carmelites, first offered to Ring. Carmelite Provincial Father Philip Thomas says it was a fair offer.
That payment is based on what a diocesan priest in Canada receives. We wanted to get an objective salary figure, and that's what it's based on. However, we have made an offer. Several months back, we made an offer substantially more than that.
While the Carmelite Order, Sandra Ring, and their attorneys battle over a possible settlement, the victims group, the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP, says that after leaving Ring, Father Martin made sexual advances to two more women that he was counseling, including one in the Milwaukee area. SNAP Midwest Director Peter Isley says the Carmelites and Milwaukee Archbishop Timothy Dolan are helping to shield Father Martin.
Because Archbishop Dolan had to have given him permission to come here. And so what message is that sending to the faithful? What message is that sending to anybody who's seeking help and assistance from a clergy person?
Isley says it's illegal for a priest or other counselors to have even consensual sex with a client. The Milwaukee Archdiocese declined comment, contending that the Carmelites and other religious orders operate independently from the church. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.